I'm broadcasting today from Southern California as part of our election road trip. There are four competitive congressional races in Orange County, according to the Cook Political Report. One of them is a seat being vacated by longtime Republican Congressman Daryl Issa, who just barely won his last reelection. The two people running to replace him in the 49th District are Democrat Mike Levin and Republican Diane Harkey. We met up with both of them, starting with Harkey, who was drinking coffee at a Harborside restaurant in Dana Point. She used to serve in the state assembly and currently serves on a state tax board. I asked her why she wanted to run.
I'm running, quite honestly, to end some of this dysfunction we have in D.C. I mean, you know, all the resist and movements coming out of California have really hurt us. There's a tax reform bill where it did well for us in the long run on the business community, but we could have gotten a better deal had we had some people at the table. I do think that, we have a lot of issues with regard to immigration that we need to get resolved. And it could be resolved if people were willing to work together. And there's also the job creation. The opportunity in this district is amazing with the military contracting and the biotech biomed. That is the engine of growth here. Our biggest problem right now is the workforce. We have 3.5% unemployment and we can't get qualified help. And it's hard to get people to come to California because of the high cost of living and taxation.
Do you think that Daryl Issa was part of that dysfunction in Washington?
Daryl and I have totally different approaches to governing. I'm more of a consensus builder. I worked across the aisle in California many times. I was in the minority party, and I was the first Republican chair of the board in 15 years, which was unusual.
How closely aligned are you with President Trump? Because you do have his endorsement.
Well, there's a lot that I like on the economic front. I like a lot on the economic front. I'm not a fan of the approach. He's kind of got the good cop, bad cop in reverse. Generally, the elected person is the softer touch. But he's kind of frontal, and I think it makes it difficult to people understand, I think, in this district, because we're not used to that kind of approach. But I think the results he's gotten on the budget tax reform has really helped this district, helped this state.
Where do you disagree with Trump?
Well, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more provision for California in our tax reform on the salt treatment, but that really wasn't him. That was the Congress. I think that I think more in the mannerisms, and also I'm not for offshore drilling. I think California has a beautiful coastline. We don't want that. The health care, we have to do something about the health care. Health care right now in California is okay, but Medicaid funding that we've accepted a lot of is driving providers out of the market because the state is pulling back on the reimbursement rates. Very, very difficult. So some people, the ACA actually worked pretty well in California because we've got a huge population, but there and again, we were seeing providers drop out of the market. So there's a lot of things to be worked on in healthcare.
What about what we just saw with Brett Kavanaugh? How do you feel about how the Senate handled his confirmation?
I thought it was hardcore politics. I didn't like it. It should have all been vetted pre-hearing. The United States, the people of this country should not have been dragged into that. I don't think it did anything to unite us. It created a lot of chaos and dysfunction.
One of the things that some voters know about you here in Orange County is that your husband was caught up in a Ponzi scheme. What do you want people to know about that? And do you think that they should be judging you on that at all?
Number one, that's a lie. There was no Ponzi scheme. So I want to set the record clear. There were allegations in a litigation from 2009 that declared everything. It was civil. It was never a criminal litigation. It was a civil litigation where you can throw anything against the wall and try to make it stick. And it went through a jury trial. So I really do believe that it's been misrepresented. And politicians, when they have no record to run on, frequently like to dig up old filings. This was a huge litigation, but I was cleared in 2013.
Do you think that that's hurting you, though, in this race?
Oh, well, if you can't defend yourself, it does. But I've got the people actually, you know, are asking about it now. And I'm explaining it. It's on my website. I tell the whole story. I tell what happened. It was 2008. anybody involved in real estate understands the problems in 2008. The banks folded, properties were seized. It was miserable. And Mr. Levin worked for Countrywide, and he says there's an excuse for foreclosing on people, but he was a brand new attorney in a group, and they give the brand new guys these kind of dirty jobs to do.
What do you think the biggest issue is for voters in this district this year?
I think the dysfunction in D.C. You know, the resist, the thought of impeachment hearings, and all this chaos going on. People don't want politics. They want some results.
Diane Harkey, Republican running for Congress here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Harkey's opponent is the guy she was just talking about, a lawyer and first-time candidate, Mike Levin. We met him at his campaign office in San Clemente, and I asked him why he's running.
Well, for the last 2 decades, I've been involved in a variety of political campaigns. I've never felt compelled to run before myself, after having been very involved in the 2016 election to help Secretary Clinton. And after seeing that result, my wife and I both decided what good is our background, our experience, our education, our relationships, the values that we have, the values that we want to share with our own children, if we don't stand up and try to do something for our country right now.
How much of an uphill climb is it for you as a Democrat running in Orange County and part of San Diego County?
Well, the good news is that in the primary on June 5th, 51.5% of the vote went to the Democratic candidates. So the momentum is on our side. President Trump's approval rating in our district is right around 40%. People are ready for new leadership.
Do you want to see President Trump impeached?
I'm not running on an impeachment platform. I do want to get to the truth. I want to see justice, and I want to see an investigation by Mr. Mueller that is not politicized. What we have seen with Devin Nunes as chair of the House Intelligence Committee is the withholding of relevant testimony and information. And, you know, the other side, you know, they're making us to be some angry mob, where they're saying, you know, don't give matches to an arsonist. Couldn't be further from the truth. We care about our country. We care about the rule of law. There cannot be one set of rules for the President of the United States and one set of rules for everyone else. That's not how our founders, created this democratic republic that we live in. Our Constitution still matters.
You bring up the line about the angry mob. How much do you think that what just happened with Brett Kavanaugh has changed the dynamics of your race? Has it energized Republicans more or energized Democrats more than they were before?
Well, I have no idea. All I know is that, yesterday, day before, we had an extraordinary number of volunteers, more than we'd ever seen. And I don't know how much of that was related to now Justice Kavanaugh or not. But what I can tell you is that we are doing everything we can to take nothing for granted over the last month of this campaign. We are going to just do an incredible amount of work, and I won't predict anything other than that. We will outwork the other side.
We asked your opponent, Diane Harkey, about something that's been dogging her campaign, which is that her husband had to pay a penalty for being involved in a Ponzi scheme. She said that's a lie. What do you think?
I think the victims deserve to be heard, and the facts are very simple. Her husband and Point Center Financial was found by both a jury as well as a judge and then an appellate court to be a Ponzi scheme, to be financial fraud. And dozens of seniors were defrauded out of millions and millions of dollars. And her husband or ex-husband, they have not paid nearly enough to those victims.
She also, in her answer to our question about that, tried to connect you to Countrywide, which was responsible for a lot of foreclosures. I've seen that on your website you say, I was just a junior lawyer working for Bank of America, which owned Countrywide, and I had nothing to do with that.
Not at all. She's tried to create false equivalence between the serious misconduct of her husband. We're talking about major financial fraud. In my work as an attorney, I'm proud of my work as an attorney. I've tried to do the right thing. I've tried to stand up for people, and the record is on my side. In my case, there was a very unscrupulous attorney, a guy named Mitchell Roth, who was disbarred and had to pay over $1 million in restitution because he, too, was trying to defraud borrowers. And what we tried to do at the law firm that I worked at was try to dismiss fraudulent lawsuits in order to try to keep people in their homes.
What do you think is the number one issue for voters this year?
Well, there are a lot of important issues: jobs, the economy, health care, education, the environment, gun violence prevention. All of them are important. And I think as it pertains to jobs and the economy, we've got a great district that is really leading the way in biotechnology, life sciences, clean energy technology, information technology. We need supportive federal government where we're fully funding the research and development necessary to continue to grow those jobs, and also providing the support necessary to our public schools, our community colleges, our wonderful university at UC San Diego. I'm not going to be a partisan flamethrower. I want to be somebody who fights for our local community first and tries to get results.
Mike Levin, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
The two candidates running to replace Daryl Issa in the 49th Congressional District in California. We asked Daryl Issa if he wanted to join us. He declined.